And yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's right. You are listening to the Larry and David podcast. That's right. The Larry and David podcast. My name is David and I am joined. Yes, I am joined by Hollywood actor Larry DaCosta. One more time, Hollywood actor Larry DaCosta. Larry, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
Oh, I am doing well. I'm doing very well. I always appreciate you you and me teaming up with this podcast adventure. I think it's going very well. You having fun doing them?
Oh, absolutely.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. The one thing that people always ask me, they say, you know, I get through the messages. They said, how would Hollywood actor Larry DaCosta do in a zombie apocalypse? And that's what we're going to do for this episode. We're going to see how Hollywood actor Larry DaCosta would fare if the zombie apocalypse happened. Now, Larry, I know there's big shows like The Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead, and big movies like Zombieland, and even Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead. And I know you've seen a few of these zombie films. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have.
So what we're going to do is we're going to hit you with scenarios and figure out how you, if you can, even survive in this zombie world. You ready for it?
Yep.
So how do you want to do it? Do you want to have it already happen, the apocalypse, or are you starting within it? Do you want to wake up and it's already the zombie apocalypse, or do you want to wake up and you're going through it right now?
I can wake up and it's going on right now.
Okay. Now, where do you currently live?
I live in New Bedford.
Okay, New Bedford. So that's already like a zombie apocalypse.
It is pretty much.
Yeah. So you're nothing new there.
No
okay.
No offense.
New Bedfordians. Yeah. So there. Okay. So you wake up in New Bedford, right? Okay. So the whole zombie apocalypse is happening. Is going on as we speak. Now, do you know what a zombie looks like?
Yes.
Are you going to tell the? Can you tell the difference between a zombie person and a regular person?
Well, a zombie usually tends to be very extremely pale looking. Has very light colored eyeballs. Really bad teeth.
You sound like you're explaining someone from London. That's like the same person as someone from London.
Oh yeah, that could be somebody from an English person too. Yeah.
Okay, so you wake up. And all of a sudden, you hear all these screaming going on. There's all these sirens, and everything's going to hell. You look out your window. You see people burning. You see cars on fire, apartment buildings on fire. What is the first thing that Hollywood actor Larry DaCosta would do at that very moment?
Oh, run.
Run? Where are you going to run to?
Yeah, that is true. But, I would try to maybe run and grab something sharp with me.
Now, at this moment, do you know what's going on? Because obviously, you probably wouldn't have any idea that it's a zombie apocalypse. You'd probably be like, "Oh, what's all these fires going on? What's going on outside? What's all this?" So, how would you know it was a zombie apocalypse, or would you just think something was? Would you think it was a regular Thursday night in New Bedford?
I would just think it was a regular Thursday night in New Bedford.
I know that's a sad thing. So say you look out the window. And you see people just screaming and people are eating each other. Right there, would you know something was amiss? Or would you say these bath salts?
I would say something is definitely looks a little wrong here. But I would definitely have to take some form of action.
Okay, now what is the first form of action you would do?
Well, I would first thing would say would ask was how does human flesh taste? First of all, I would look for the depending where I first see it.
You see it from outside your window. You see people eating people outside of your apartment window or your house window. That's the first thing you see.
So the first thing I would probably do is look at my exits. How many? Okay, where and kind of, you know, kind of look out the windows and see. Okay, where how can I exit where I'm at, and then where I could escape the grasp of these things and. Trying to grab something sharp along the way, a couple of sharp things.
Like what? Do you have like a butcher knife or?
Like a butcher knife, I probably wouldn't have guns because I'm not much of a gun guy. I would be probably very clumsy and end up shooting myself.
Okay, so guns are out, even though guns is one of the main source in all these, the Walking Dead shows. Guns are what normally would take down a zombie, but you're saying no, I'm gonna have a sharp knife. And also, don't you know Kung Fu too?
Well, yeah, I do. They've asked me to do a few kung fu movies over in Asia, but I've been too busy.
Yeah, you declined, I heard. It's all over the
Yeah.
news. Okay, now are you gonna take any possessions? I know you are a an excellent musician. Would you take any guitars with you, or do you think that it's not worth it at that moment because the whole world's going to hell? Who's gonna want
Yeah,
it? Who?
I probably wouldn't take anything like that with me, yeah, because at that point, the world's already gone to the crapper, so.
Okay, so because I would say, because at worst comes to worst, you can use the guitar as a weapon. You can.
Well, that is true. I could do a Pete Townshend on some zombie.
There you go. You know what? I would actually like to see that in an actual horror movie. You doing a Pete Townshend on a zombie.
That would be cool.
Okay, so here we are with the scenario. You grabbed a couple things sharp. You're heading out the door. Now, do you get right into your car, or do you just run down the street, crazy as could be?
Well, now I would definitely try to get into my car if possible,
Okay, so say
and
there's a
just
zombie right by your car. Are you gonna try to take that zombie out, or are you just gonna say, screw it, that's his car now. I'm hoofing it from here.
I'm just yeah I'll well it depends how weird that zombie might be
It's a
near
four.
the
It's a
car.
it's a 7-year-old kid, zombie wise.
7-year-old kid.
Yeah.
I would probably do some kung fu very gently on the little zombie and kick him away from the car
Yep. See,
and try to get.
so you're one of the good people. No, most people in the zombie world, they would obliterate that kid, but you would gently use some of your kung fu skills to slightly nudge him out of the way and then hop in your car.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're one of, okay. See, most people wouldn't think that Hollywood actor Larry DeCosta would be gentle to zombies.
Nah, but a little zombie kid, I'd have to probably be gentle, but
Okay. So there you go. You displace the little zombie boy and you get in your car. What is the first thing you're going to do? You're going to try to get supplies. You're going to try to go to like a Stop and Shop or a food store to load up on food. Or are you just trying to figure out what your next step is? Try to maybe get some. Obviously, you said you're not looking to get guns because you're not a gun guy, but.
well, actually. I might have a change of heart when I start to see all the carnage around me, and I suddenly start I think I might start to thinking that maybe having a gun is not such a bad idea.
Having the gun is the best idea to have in a zombie
Yeah,
apocalypse.
exactly. And so I would probably I think at that moment I would probably change my mind very quickly and realize that my little sharp objects are not going to save me. That it's going to have to be a firearm.
There you go. Okay, so you say you go to a gun shop. There's one that's open, and there's still a few guns left. Let's say there's a shotgun, a handgun, and a rifle. What is the gun of choice for Hollywood actor Larry DeCosta to survive a zombie apocalypse?
I probably the it'd be a rifle.
A rifle.
Yeah, because it would be quicker action.
You don't think a handgun would have a quicker reaction?
Oh, that is true. See that shows you how much I'm a
See, for what you're saying, it almost sounds like you would rather just walk outside, lie down, and say, "Feed on me, zombies! Buffets here." Is that what I'm getting
yeah.
at? You wouldn't even try to survive. You would just be like, "Screw it! I lived a good life. I might as well take a dirt nap."
Yeah, no, I think I'd have a little bit of fight in me. I would like to think.
Yeah, I think you would have a lot of fight in you.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I would probably so my choices are a handgun, a
Handgun, rifle,
rifle,
and a shotgun.
and a
Now,
shotgun.
you could take all of them, or you could take one of them. Or none of them. You have your own choice and destiny in the gun
No,
shop.
at that moment, I'd have my change of heart. And I know that to survive, I would need a firearm. So,
Okay.
I don't know which one. I suppose a handgun would. I could have more
More rounds.
more rounds faster on with a handgun than
This is true. Or the rifle.
so yeah, I suppose maybe a handgun would be the smart way.
Okay, so you get a handgun and you get a whole bunch of bullets. Now you know how to actually kill a zombie, right? What part of the zombie do you have to shoot?
Oh, the head.
Okay, that's you passed the test. So you, I have more faith that you can survive in a zombie apocalypse now.
Yes.
Okay, now see, now I'm proud of you. Okay, so you get a handgun, you get a whole bunch of bullets, you hop back in your car. What's the next step? Now, are you trying to get rations, get supplies, go to a Stop and Shop, like I said, and just see what's left?
Well, that's what I'll probably do, get supplies, if the area permits it, if I see it safe, get some supplies, get some get some food, the thing, the necessities you might need, and then try to probably to I would probably try to turn on the radio to see if there's any station that's left.
That's very smart. I didn't even think of that. That's very smart.
Yeah, that would maybe, that somebody survivors are trying to communicate through, and try to, see if I can find a location where there's other people, that are trying to survive this apocalypse. And
Now, okay, so say you get some supplies at a local food store. And yet you see a group of people. Now, are you going to try to would you team up with these people or will you try to go it alone? Be a lone wolf? Because now if you ever seen these shows like The Walking Dead, eventually people become the enemy, not the zombies. It's people turning
Yeah,
on
exactly.
people. So now
Well,
what's your take? I know it's early on and everything's going to hell, but you think you can trust these people in the long run?
it's really, yeah, I don't know if I could trust him right away. I would be very guarded.
Yeah.
Very guarded, and kind of be like, hey, what's up?
Oh, so you would actually talk to them. I'm surprised you wouldn't just run them over with your car. So you get out of my way.
I mean, I would definitely, from a safe distance, try to evaluate the situation.
Very smart.
And
Then run them over with your car.
then maybe run him over if
If time
it
allows.
was required.
Oh, it's gonna be required, Larry. Okay,
Yeah.
so from this point on, you have a handgun, you have supplies, you're going in at it alone. Where do you go? Where do you think you feel safe? Do you feel safe in a big city? Do you feel safe in a rural town? Do you feel safe in the suburbs, or where are you going? Where's the next
Well, I
step?
would definitely go somewhere rural.
Okay.
Somewhere rural, like Warwick, Rhode Island, or something like that.
Larry, you don't want to come here.
Nah, that
No
is
one wants
true.
to come
Yeah,
here.
who the heck would want to go to Warwick?
Exactly. This place is already a zombie apocalypse. This and New
That is
Bedford.
true. But no, I maybe
Well, let's think. Would you go
definitely.
to another state? Would you, because we're in New England, would you go to Connecticut, to Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, or would you even try to shoot up towards Canada, the Great White North?
I probably shoot up towards Canada.
Because do you think zombies don't like the cold?
Yeah, probably they would do it. Well,
I mean, do you like the cold?
not really.
So why would you go up to Canada?
Well, I figured maybe, maybe I don't know. Yeah, maybe the zombies would be too cold for them.
The
I
zombies
don't
will
know.
live ev The zombies can live anywhere.
That is true. They're dead, so that doesn't really matter, right?
No, it doesn't matter at all. There's
Yeah.
billions of people that have become zombies, and yet there's one person that's trying to survive. You know who that one person is?
Me.
You, exactly. You're trying to survive in hell on earth. And so
Yeah,
far
because.
you're doing a very good job, but it's going to get tougher there eventually. You're going to run out of food, you're going to run out of supplies. Now then, if you meet a group of people, okay, let's say this. Say there's two groups of people that you come in contact with. a group of unruly bikers, like a biker gang, like Hell's Angels, similar to that, or a group of, say, like high school kids that somehow learn to survive and are defending themselves in the zombie. Now, which one of those groups would you want to go with?
The Hell's Angels.
You would go with the Hell's Angels?
Oh, of course. You know those little teenage whoppers are gonna eat you.
Okay, now what if they say, okay, you could join our gang, but what do you have to offer? See, that's the problem, because they're gonna want something. They're gonna want to make sure that you can kill on command, that you're a good servant. See, but with these high school kids, you can be their leader.
That is true.
And then you could just kill all of them and take all their supplies. So what do you go with? What's your gut telling you? Or you can still go it alone, Larry. You could say, you know what? I came in this world alone, and I'm gonna die in this world alone.
You know, I'd probably go it alone.
Still alone.
Yeah.
You just don't want to share.
The loner type, anyways.
What was that?
I've always been the loner type, anyways.
So like right now, the whole world is zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
In your mind.
Yeah. To me, at that point, I'd probably be like, whether they're living or they're dead, they're all zombies now.
Yeah, just get out of my way.
Get out of my way.
Okay, so say you shoot up. Let's say you go to Maine. You stop in Maine, and that's your new spot. And you find an apartment building. Now, what are you going to do to make sure that apartment building is safe? Say you make a little base for a while to scope out the town. You're in a small town in Maine in an apartment. How are you going to make sure that apartment building's safe? So no zombies come in, but yet you can come in, go out as you please.
That's a good question. What would I do?
I know you. Don't say you're just going to lock the door and that's it. You got to barricade that sucker, Louie. I mean, Larry. Sorry, Louie's my son. You got to barricade that.
Well, yeah. I would have to look around to see what I have to work with as far as resources to, barricade myself in. But I would probably just, you know what I would do? I would say, you know what? This is still too high risk. Even if I'm barricaded in, they'll probably come through the floor or something. I don't know.
They never come through the floor.
Nah, probably not. But in my paranoia, I'd probably at that point be a little paranoid. I would probably just drive somewhere woodsy. That's
like a cabin in the woods.
Maybe a cabin. Maybe even find a big old tree and just go up there and just hang there.
Like kill yourself?
No, I would just...
You make it sound like that's what you're going to... I'm going to find the biggest tree and just hang there. That makes it sound like you've already given up. Like, this world's over.
Like, climb upon... Like, try to get on top of something.
To see your surroundings. Scope it out.
To see if something was... I don't know if I could kind of... And see my surroundings. You know, if I can see anybody from... You know, any zombies coming in the distance or
if any survivors come and want some help.
Yeah, you know, I could just scope out things. And the thing, too, is, you know, I obviously climbing up there, I got to make sure I got enough ammo on me.
Yep.
And, you know, I probably at that point, I would probably be seeking a second form of ammunition of a firearm.
Okay.
I would probably even consider a semi-automatic.
Yeah, that'll blow a lot of zombies away.
Now,
aren't you afraid? Okay, say this happens. Say you're in the tree and you're scoping it out, and all of a sudden you make a noise. And a lot of zombies come, and then they're all scratching on the tree, and there's about 30 zombies scratching at the tree that you're up in there. What is going through your mind?
Well, if I have my semi-automatic, then it's going to be probably easy pickings.
What if you don't have that semi-automatic?
Yeah, that could be a little problem with my handgun.
Yeah, that's going to be a big problem with your handgun.
So I'd have to backtrack and just I would have to before I went in the woods, I would probably look for and if we're in Maine, there's gonna have to be firearm stores
Yep.
because
Maine people love their guns, so there's got to
yes,
be a
so
million gun shops around.
there'd have to be a million gun shops around where I would get everything I needed,
Nice.
and so I, and then I would make my journey into the woods, and maybe find somewhere that is strategically vital for my continued survival.
See, it's also smart because in the woods you can also hunt. There could be deer,
Yes.
there could be muskrat up there in Maine, or
Yes.
moose.
Yes.
Imagine you shoot a moose, that'll feed you for about 15 months, a moose.
Oh, I'm telling you.
See, I didn't even think about that. You planned
Yeah.
out the whole time that you were gonna go in the
I man,
woods.
I think it'd be. I think you'd survive way longer than I would, man. You're already thinking ahead of me, man.
Nah, Larry, I'm not thinking. How do you think we would survive together?
I think we'd be a team.
Well, what if I just turned on you? If I just shot you in the leg when I was in trouble, and then all the zombies came and ate you, and I got away.
Yeah.
Easy pickings? Are you easy pickings in the zombie world, Larry?
What do you mean? Like if the zombies were eating me?
No, like say you teamed up with somebody and you're being chased by zombies.
Yeah.
What's gonna make that person not shoot you? So that the zombies stop and eat you, and they get away scot-free.
Yeah, that is true.
Do you think that's going to be your demise in the zombie world?
Yeah.
Well, let's
No,
before
I'm just gonna
let's
have to go at it alone.
see. You're a smart man. Go out alone. You don't have to deal with people. You just got to defend for yourself. You got to feed one person, and that's you.
Yep.
Now, let's say before we wrap up this episode, because we like to do short podcasts here on the Larry and David podcast. Now, how do you think, say if it did all have to come to an end in the zombie apocalypse, Larry meets his maker, what do you think is going to happen? What's the scenario? You know what? I'll set up the scenario. How about that?
Okay.
Okay. So you're in the car, you do some hunting in the woods, and you bag a moose and you take all the meat, you cook it, you eat a little bit of it, you get in the car. And the car won't start, it backfires. And that backfire, because you know zombies love noises, right? So that car backfires, and all of a sudden, all the zombies are slapping your car before you can even get out. Now you're panicking. What's the next step? You have a couple bullets left in your gun. The car's out of gas, and the whole car's surrounded. Probably about 32 zombies, we'll say. A nice number. Now, this is a big scenario now, Larry. Because zombies won't leave. Once they smell you, once they smell a man from New Bedford, those zombies will never stop.
Oh, that's true. And my car is not doesn't start, right? Because it just
You ran out of
stalled.
gas. You drove that sucker till it was on E.
I guess I would have to save that last bullet for me.
Oh, man, you say it so sweetly. You're like, I got
Yeah.
a date with that last bullet.
Yeah.
That's how your journey would end. You wouldn't try to see maybe if they eventually stop and or something else drags their attention away. Because it sounds like for me, you would only give it like 3 seconds and you'd be like, you know what, I'm dead here. I might as well just end it. Instead of seeing how much time, maybe a day would pass, maybe a couple days.
Well, it so well, I would probably before I thought about thinking about wasting the last bullet on me, I would think if do I have anything in this car, any supplies that I forgot that are here that could help me ward these things off.
You have a lighter. I'll give you a lighter. So you can light the whole car on fire with you inside and have a nice fiery grave. How does that sound? Give them some barbecue, those zombies. You sound like you're enjoying this.
That would be kind of Yeah, I guess that would be my demise, huh?
Well, you tell me if that's your demise. Are you going to go out fighting? Are you just going to try to open the door and just try to take out as
Well,
many and make a run
you
for
know,
it?
I think maybe at that moment when they're all about they're about to come in on me and I'm about to shoot myself with the last bullet, I hear them all, I look around the car and they're all falling down.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all falling down because suddenly these two survivors that were not so far off from me see this thing happening and they get out, they gun out down all the zombies.
And you know who those two survivors were? The high
Yeah.
school kids that you didn't want to be a part of.
That's right.
That's right. And they come and then you become their leader.
That's right.
Oh,
That's right.
man. So that's
Yeah.
how, and then, and you know what? And then you keep going on for years. And then you
Exactly.
die an old man surrounded by all these people that loved you, that you helped survive and you helped make them stay alive and you started a community.
Yeah.
And then you go out like the champion that you are as an old man.
Yeah. The end.
The end. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. So now that people can stop hassling me and texting me and say, "Hey, I want to always know how Larry would survive a zombie apocalypse." Well, there you go. Now
Not
you have it with this
so.
episode of the podcast, the Larry and David podcast. Larry, I want to thank you for taking the time out and explaining how you, Hollywood actor Larry DaCosta, would survive a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, this was great. Thank you. My pleasure.
Did you have fun? Did you have a great time?
Oh, it was a blast.
Good. As long as you had a blast. So,
You did such a great job
thank you, Larry.
of facilitating.
So on that note, I just want to say, everybody, thank you for listening to the Larry and David podcast. We're going to do this again very soon. So Larry, thank you again, and
Thank
everyone,
you.
have a wonderful time.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.